Quiet, please. Quiet, please. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for tonight is called 3,000 Words.
What did you do if you heard a knock on your door some cold winter night? You went to the door and opened it. There was a fellow about 3 feet high standing on your front porch in the snow. Jump about 10 feet in the air and yell? Sure, probably. Only Hubert didn't jump. He couldn't. I was as surprised as he was. I saw my brother sitting there in a wheelchair. He saw a dwarf covered with snow looking as if he'd stepped out of a Walt Disney cartoon. And then Virginia come running from the back of the house and she recognized me right away.
Monk, where'd you come from?
Hiya, Virginia. Hubert, what's with this wheelchair?
What are you doing
here? Hold it, Virginia.
Hubert.
Come in, Monk. Come in.
Why, thanks, friend. What's with you, Hubert? What's the wheelchair for? You sick?
He's been in that chair 4 years, Monk.
Oh, Hubert. Well, what's the matter? Gee,
I fell off a train platform. I can't use my legs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What do you want,
Virginia,
Monk?
Virginia, take off your coat, Monk.
Yeah, well, thanks, Hubert. Say... I like this place.
We like it. Now sit down.
Thanks.
Virginia, go make us a drink.
Swell.
I want to...
You heard me, Virginia.
Oh.
Still don't like me, does she?
How'd you find us?
Huh? Oh, I ran across an item in the billboard a couple weeks ago. Said you were in business here. So I was in Cleveland. I thought I'd run up and take a look at you. Only overnight, you know.
What do you want, Monk?
You're sure way out in the boondocks, aren't you?
We like it.
Cost me my last $4 for a taxi out here.
You're broke, huh?
Flat.
I figured that.
How you doing?
We get by.
There's no show business here, is there?
We're not in show business anymore.
Oh?
No.
Not much a guy can do in a wheelchair, is there, Hubert?
No. Not much.
Yeah, it's too bad. Yeah, you're always pretty good with your hands. Like me. Runs in the family, I guess.
You never did an honest day's work in your life, Monk.
Fat chance for a guy my size and shape to get an honest day's work. It looks like you're in the same boat now.
I work.
Doing what?
Junior!
What?
Where are those drinks?
I'm coming. Heaven's sake, I only got 2 hands.
Yeah, that's what I need. Scotch, you must be doing all right, kid. Well, school. Yeah, good, good. Yes, sir, you must be doing all right.
You're not going to get a cent, Mom.
Now, look, honey, I'm Hubert's brother, not yours, and he'll decide, not you. So leave us not be bitter, see?
Sit down, Virginia, and shut up.
Am I right, Hubert?
I suppose we're stuck with him.
You said it.
Hubert, I...
Nix, Virginia. I won't be much trouble, Hubert.
Monk, how about doing a little honest work for a change?
Well, a little, maybe. Doing what?
You're talking about how I used to be good with my hands.
And I was better.
That's right. Well, I got a certain amount of handwork to be done, Monk, and I can't do so well since my accident...
You talking about woodwork?
Yeah. Virginia, give Monk another drink.
I tell you, Hubert...
I said give him another drink.
He said give me another drink, Virginia. A little more scotch and not so much soda this time. Yeah, thank you, dear. Go on, Hubert.
Remember that dummy you made for me in Detroit in Jack Hill's shop?
Yeah, sure. What are you doing, making dummies for the profession?
No, I'm still in the profession.
Well, I thought you said you're out of show business.
I am.
I don't get it. Oh, thanks, Virginia.
Listen, I was the best ventriloquist in show business.
Well, you were good.
But did show business ever give me a break? Did I ever play the palace? Did I ever get on the radio? Did I ever make money?
I remember when you got $600 a week.
For 11 weeks.
That's right, Monk.
Now, what are you doing here now, playing club dates or what?
I never leave the house.
We never leave the house.
Hey, what's the gimmick, Hubert?
If you take up my proposition...
Hubert, you'll be
shut
sorry.
Up.
Thanks.
If you take up my proposition, you're not to leave the house either.
Well, if it pays off, and if we eat, and drink.
We will.
How much?
20 a week and found.
20?
20.
Well,
we eat good, Monk.
Yeah, have another shot, Virginia, please.
You want one, Hubert?
Yeah. Well?
I don't get it yet.
I want you to make me some figures.
Figures? Dummies?
Well, like dummies. Some of them will be kind of portrait figures. There'll be masks and stuff, too. Got a very nice little shop in back.
Look, will you tell a guy what this is all about for the love of... Oh, thanks, Virginia.
Why, it's very simple, Monk. I want you to make some ghosts for me.
Sure, you figured it out, didn't you? It's a new angle on the spiritualism racket. We sat there till 2:30 while he told me about how he worked it. He had a dummy all fixed up in oriental costume, turban and everything. He'd sit in his wheelchair with a very dim little blue light overhead, and Virginia'd come in and make like she's hypnotizing him. She wore a black robe, a veil, all that kind of stuff. And the suckers that asked questions, the dummy on Hubert's knee would answer. And the suckers that pay my brother perfectly good dough for it and come back for more. Yeah, sure, it sounds corny, but you have no idea what suckers will go for. And this is a big town. But never mind what town. And so there's thousands of suckers to draw on. Yeah, it's pathetic. But how it pays off. Well, I toss in a couple ideas or two while we're going over the deal. Even sourpuss Virginia kind of gets a little enthusiastic about what can be done with two smart operators on the job. Bright and early, I get to work. I'm really pretty good at my hands. Yeah, I can cook up a papier-mâché mask that looks like the real person under a dim light. Hubert's got 40, 50 books of photographers with photographs of people that died around town. With them for models, I can whip up little Josephine to the life. No time at all. And get this. Nobody knows I'm there, see? And the dwarf can move around the darkened room almost as if he's invisible. You look in the wrong place, see? Well, it's a riot. It's a gold mine. No checks, strictly cash on the line. Hubert stashes it all away in a big old safe. All except what he doles out to Virginia for the house. And my pay. And that ain't so good. What's $20 with the hundreds that came rolling in? What's a few dollars a week for grocery money with hundreds of dollars being stuck away in a little old safe? Virginia?
What are you laughing at, Monk?
I was just thinking. There was this one woman, this Mrs. Kiefer. She was the biggest sucker of them all. She used to come every week, every Thursday, to talk to her dear departed husband, Tom. I got to know Tom pretty well. She'd sit there in the dark blue light and bawl quietly.
Hubert, can't you bring my husband back for me?
It is very, very difficult.
Oh, Tom. Tom.
Be still. Tom wishes to speak to you. Tom. Tom Kiefer. Tom is here.
Oh, Tom. Speak to me.
I love you, Adelaide. I'm very lonely here.
Oh, Tom. If I could only see you.
I may speak to you only through the medium of this figure, Adelaide. Be good, Adelaide. Be good. Be charitable. Give your money to the deserving.
For in this mysterious land from whose dawn no traveler returns, we know the worthlessness of earthly wealth.
And standing in the other room in my suit, the black tights that covered me from head to foot, I whispered to Virginia, he's laying it on think tonight, ain't he? And before she could reply, I heard my cue.
I must return now and leave this figure through whose lips I speak to you, Adelaide.
Oh, Tom, no. No.
Good night.
Be still, Mrs. Kiefer. Perhaps you may feel the hand of the dear departed one upon yours.
And I sneaked in. And I touched her arm ever so lightly. She screamed and jumped. She was looking straight in my direction in the dim light. Only she was looking about 2 feet over my head. She didn't see me at all. It's a great racket. A dozen more times like that and $200 bills, sometimes three. The other customers with their 20s, their 50s, and a safe in the corner of the room bulging. And 20 a week for me. And house money for Virginia. And me and Virginia and Hubert with the props put away, sitting and having a drink together. And all of us thinking.
I'm thinking about the money. The beautiful money in the safe.
I'm thinking about the money. The beautiful money in the safe.
I'm thinking about the money. The beautiful money in the safe.
Well, I don't know what you two are going to do, but I'm going to bed.
Good night, Hubert.
Good night, Hubert.
I was wondering something, Virginia.
Yeah?
I was wondering how long this goes on.
What goes on?
The $100 bills. You and me on nickels and dimes.
Huh. Forever, I guess.
You want another drink?
I sure do.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of it.
You are?
Yep.
Bad chance of doing anything about it with him.
You know, Monk's a ventriloquist, too.
What? I thought you were in bed, Hubert.
That was me, Virginia.
What?
Sure, Virginia. I'm a ventriloquist. I'm better than Hubert, even. And he doesn't know it.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Listen.
Sure, you're a ventriloquist, Monk. Monk! Why, I could have sworn that was me speaking. I didn't...
You see, in a pinch, we could get along without Hubert, couldn't we? $100 bills. Sure, if Hubert happened to leave, I could build a dummy of him. We could just change places. The dummy could sit in the wheelchair and hold the ventriloquist on his lap. I'm about the same size as the dummy he's got. Then the oriental clothes would fit me.
Who'd know the difference?
I can imitate Hubert's voice or anybody's voice. In the dark.
Who'd know the difference?
The dummy could wear Hubert's clothes. It'd have Hubert's voice. But the dummy wouldn't get the money.
We would.
We'd know the difference.
That's right. Nobody knows you're here.
Nobody ever leaves the house.
Nobody'd ever know the difference.
And so, you know, I really wasn't surprised 3 or 4 days later when Virginia came and told me that Hubert had died. Something he ate, it seemed to be. Virginia had more stuff in her than I thought she had. It's no cinch digging a hole 6 feet deep between supper time and breakfast, especially in the rain. Especially when the people digging the hole are not very used to manual labor, a woman and a 3-foot dwarf. The rain helped, of course, after we got the grave filled. Made it look as if the place had never been dug up. Very neat, very handy. I was pretty tired by daylight, but there wasn't much time to rest. I had to get the dummy made. Virginia had to sew Hubert's clothes on it. Then we had to go and open the safe with the combination we found in Hubert's desk. Look at the money. Seen we had to look at it pretty often. And count it. I kept practicing Hubert's voice, too. I wanted to be perfect. Listen, Virginia.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation.
How's that?
Oh, it's giving me the creeps.
I'll cut it out.
Don't do that. You sound exactly like him.
Good.
Now, my dear Adelaide, if you could see your way clear to leave an extra $1,000 or so with our good friend.
That's perfect. You got him exactly.
Why, baby, I can imitate anybody.
I can even do Virginia's voice.
Now, the wheelchair. Move it right over here, Virginia, under the light. Let's try some incense tonight, shall we, just in case? Oh, I'll do all right, but just in case. Here, help me with Hubert.
Don't do that.
Oh, stop it. It's just a dummy. Looks all right, though, doesn't it? Turn off the main light. Sure, fine. Let's get the head down a little. Okay, Hubert?
Like this, Monk?
That's it, Hubert. How's that, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
How do I look, okay? Okay, I climb up on the dummy's knee. Put the arm around me, Virginia. That's it. Ouch. Oh, the hands caught my collar. Take it easy. You don't want to choke me. Oh, can't you fix it? Let go of me, Hubert. Yeah, that's better. Hurry up, Virginia. There's somebody coming up the porch. Easy now. Take it easy. Here we go.
Come in.
Good evening, Hubert.
Good evening, Mrs. Kiefer.
How am I doing, Virginia?
You scare me. Good evening, Mrs. Kiefer. Hubert says he feels the presence very close. Will you please sit down at once?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I'm so glad.
Please sit down quietly, Mrs. Kiefer. The spirits are near. Virginia?
I am here, Hubert. Rest and sleep, Hubert, that the spirits may know and come. Rest, the blessed trance of the soul. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
I'm going to have to make this snappy. That hand's digging into my neck again.
Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Adelaide.
Oh, Tom. Tom, darling.
The first time, the second time, the third time, I was terrific. And Tom was under control, too. Tom told Adelaide to give away her money, give to a worthy cause, he said. Well, what cause could be more worthy than the cause of the medium that brought Tom's voice back to her from across the Jordan? Why, sure. The third time she left $1,000 with us in Virginia, and I spent quite a while that night just sitting and looking at the money in the battered old safe. And not remembering the $20 a week and the piddling grocery money that used to be ours. It was that third night that I woke up sometime after midnight. I couldn't resist the temptation to go in and open the safe. Look at the money again. Feast my eyes on it. Feel its crispness in my hands. And I went into the room and there was a little tiny light there. But I couldn't see anything for a minute, so I just waited. I just waited and waited. And then I heard a sound. I didn't recognize it at first, but as my eyes got more used to the dimness, I discovered the door of the safe was open. Somebody else couldn't resist temptation. I flipped on the light. Well, my dear Virginia.
I was just looking.
Where's the money?
What money?
Stop that silly talk. So you were going to scram with it, leave me holding the bag, huh?
You get away from
me. Good thing I couldn't sleep.
Get away!
Too bad, Virginia.
I'll put it back.
No.
What are you...
Too bad, baby.
I'll break your back, you...
I'm so glad I learned to imitate your voice, Virginia.
Let go
Because
of
I
me.
Didn't need Hubert, darling. And I don't need you either. In addition to being a very good ventriloquist, I am also very strong. Virginia was a big girl, but she fit in the safe quite nicely with the money. And then there was another hole to dig in the garden, and not so much time, so I made it only 4 feet deep. And there I was all alone, me and the money, and nobody knew I was there. They thought Hubert and Virginia were there. And how could anyone know the difference? Mrs. Kiefer is on the way over. She's got a lot of money to give away tonight. I might just as well have it. Don't you agree? Well, dummy, let's make it good. Okay, Hubert?
We'll make it good, brother.
We sure will. And that's all, brother. Now, sit still. Let me get set. Hook the arm into the back of my costume. That's good. Lights are all fixed. Now, when the doorbell rings, Virginia will answer, but Mrs. Kiefer won't see her. Let's see.
Come in, Mrs. Kiefer. The spirits are waiting for you.
Not so bad. Darn it, that hand's choking me again. Have to fix that. Awful uncomfortable. My gosh, she's early.
Come in. Come in.
Yeah, I must have been hearing things. Well, let's go look. Something's caught. It's that hand. Here. I can't reach it. Let go, Hubert. Hubert, let go. I'm choking. Who's that? Hubert. Virginia. Help. Help.
The title of tonight's Quiet, Please was 3,000 Words. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper. And the man who spoke to you was Ernest Chappell.
And Don Briggs played Hubert. Ann Seymour was Virginia. The voice of Tom was Lon Clark. Mrs. Kiefer was played by Kathleen Nadei. As usual, music for Quiet, Please is by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week, our writer-director Willis Cooper.
Nobody but nobody on tonight's show represented anybody living, dead, or in between. I invented all of them personally. And for next week, the story for you is called Motive.
And so, until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.
This program was heard in Canada through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.